welcome. Welcome back to the podcast, Project 24 Beyond the Surface, talking about many different topics, how to live this full life experience, talking therapeutic ways, spiritual ways, just balancing all our four cylinders, emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. So today, I want to try to go a little bit deep. We're talking about self-worth, maintaining self-love, setting boundaries, doing it all from a place of real, real spiritual understanding. You know, you probably heard a lot about self-love and boundaries. Everybody does. But we're going to dive into it with something I want to say a little bit extra, a five-dimensional mindset. Trust me, because this approach, having that five-dimensional mindset versus a three, okay, it ties together the mind, the body, the spirit. It's about elevating ourselves, ascending up, you know, beyond just surviving and really living at your highest self, your highest potential. Before you roll your eyes and think this is going to be just another, you know, peace, love, and light, and it's not. I'm going to try to be as raw as possible, very spiritual, and maybe a little uncomfortable, but really, really, I mean that in the best way. So we're going to hit on some strategies for setting boundaries. And I've always struggled with that in the past a lot. You know, everybody had open access to me. So it was a learning experience for me over the last 10 years, probably more, even strict over the last 3 years. So, you know, I'll be trying to give some stats out there, some quotes from some experts along the way that work for me. Because I'll tell you, numbers don't lie. It really doesn't. And when you put things like that into practice, man, it's amazing how things really work. You know, self-worth impacts every area of our life. And the spiritual side of things, it's really about time we start talking about it, because it's inside of everybody. Some are just afraid to speak to it. So I want to start by talking about what I call the 3D trap. It's a mindset where we measure our self-worth by external things, our jobs, our relationships, how others perceive us, how they look at us. And here's a fact. There was a study that I found by the University of Michigan, found that people who tie their self-worth to external sources, like their job performance, are far more likely, listen to this, to suffer from depression and anxiety. It was a Crocker and Knight study done in 2005. So if you're thinking that, you know, getting that promotion will just magically make you feel like you're enough, trust me, it doesn't. Or that being in a relationship will make you whole, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to lose. Now, in a 5D mindset, the fifth dimensional consciousness, right, is what it's really all about. It's recognizing your worth on a soul level. Your value is not based on what you do, but who you are at your core values, your core character. It's about connecting with your highest self, realizing you are enough simply because you exist. You know, this concept of self-worth in a 5D world, it's not new at all. It's really rooted in spiritual traditions like Buddhism, Hinduism, where the self is actually seen as valuable and connected to something larger. Whether you call that God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, universe, or the source. You know, as a philosopher, Lao Tzu once said, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want. That's what we're talking about when we say 5D self-worth. It's not a place. It's a mindset. It's within. It's knowing your value without needing external validation. You could really start practicing that today. Meditation, mindfulness. It goes a long, long way. Set aside 5 to 10 minutes a day to connect with your higher self. In that space, remind yourself that you are inherently worthy. You know, we talk about daily affirmations. We talk about spiritual death. We talk about, you know, under, but beyond the surface, right? These aren't just, especially when you talk about daily affirmations, these are not just simple, quick, I'm enough, I love myself. Go a little bit deeper. Go beyond the surface. I am a soul having a human experience. And I say that all the time. And my worth is infinite. Say it every morning. Write it out. Power of writing. You know, Carl Jung, you know, his famous psychiatrist, wrote many, many books and speeches and seminars. He's a psychiatrist. And he said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Do shadow work. He's like the king of shadow work. He started all that. And shadow work is about really recognizing and integrating those parts of yourself you've rejected or suppressed. And when you start to accept all of you, oh my God, I'm going to tell you, your self-worth skyrockets. I mean, it just, you doing shadow work alone will really, really help in not needing external validation from people. When you think about your self-worth, you think about self-love, right? It isn't something that you get around when you have time. I'll get around to it. That is a requirement every day, present moment, every day. It's your spiritual responsibility. You know, those who practice self-love have better emotional resilience and experience less anxiety. It's true. That's just not self-care. That's survival in this crazy world. But here's the thing. Maintaining self-love in a 3D world, you were taught and conditioned that it can be selfish, especially when we're taught the opposite. We're taught to prioritize everyone else. You know, in a 5D consciousness, self-love is the foundation of everything, period. It's how you keep your energy clean, your vibration high, and you stay connected to your purpose. I want you to think about this. Everything is energy. Everything has vibration. When you don't love yourself, that's the energy you're leaking out there. You're giving it away to people who don't appreciate it, to jobs that drain you, to situations that really pull you down, situationships, work issues, neighborhood issues, all of it. And you're not an unlimited energy source. You have to re-energize yourself. And if you're feeling like half a dead phone battery by noon every single day just drained, that's a sign your energy is being sucked dry. So you need to kind of stop that. You need to watch your energy vampires. Those situations, those people. Just be very, very observant. Pay attention. And when you look around and you hear words like energy, or you hear I say energy leakage, for example, it's real. And that happens when you neglect your own needs. You know, a lot of people I follow and listen to, Abraham Hicks is one of them. Great, great spiritual teacher. And she talks about how your energy is your most precious resource. And it is. When you love yourself, you create an energetic boundary that protects you from the constant drain. So think about, and I'm going to throw these at you, think about some self-spiritual practices you can do to maintain that self-love. Your morning ritual. How are you setting your compass every day? You know, there's studies that show starting your day with intention, man, that can radically, radically improve your mental health, that mental cylinder, right? So think about spiritual journaling. Write down your thoughts, power of writing, but also check in with your higher self. You know, what does your soul need today? Not as much as your body, because now we're talking about a spiritual cylinder. So you got the physical, right? But you also have to feed your soul, your spiritual body. So how are you doing that? What would truly, truly nourish and grow that spirituality? Okay? Because, be honest, a lot of people walk around holding themselves accountable for shit that don't matter. So you got to practice the art of forgiving yourself. Okay? And it's a huge one. Every time you beat yourself up for a mistake, remind yourself you're experiencing being a human. And part of self-love is forgetting those human moments. So forgive yourself for past mistakes. It don't exist right now. And the biggest thing is when you start going into boundaries, because boundaries are spiritual, they're not physical. And I think we confuse that a lot. I think people think of physical boundaries. They think when it's not on a physical plane, they're thinking that they're mistaking expectations for boundaries. So you have to be able, okay, to set those and put those in place. And those should be aligned to your values. So it's like most people think that boundaries are just saying no to certain behaviors or no to certain situations. But go a little bit deeper than that, because boundaries are about protecting your energy, your soul. And in a 5D consciousness, 5D mindset, your boundaries aren't just about keeping people out. They're about honoring the space you need to thrive in. So it's not just keeping somebody away. You got to honor that space, that energy space that you have around you. Okay? It's a great book I read, and it was on boundaries. And I believe it was Dr. Henry Cloud that wrote it. And it was boundaries, when to say yes, how to say no to take control of your life. You know, people who lack boundaries are more likely to experience burnout, emotional fatigue. I said this numerous times. And we all have been there, exhausted, resentful. Why are people keep taking advantage of us? It's because we haven't been protecting our spiritual energy, and that we really need to start doing. So if you're showing some signs without any kind of spiritual boundaries, if you're constantly feeling drained, exhausted, resentful, it's a sign that boundaries are weak. Mine was weak as fuck. And I'll be real. There are a lot of energy vampires out there, and they will suck the life right out of you. And you know the ones that are going to suck the life right out of you. You know the kind. You can spend 5 minutes with them. Vibrations off, man. I don't like the vibe in this room. And suddenly you feel like, go take a 3-hour nap because you're exhausted. You need those spiritual boundaries for people like that. And I'm not putting anybody down, but you need to recognize energy with external to you. And then you got to look internal to say, is it matching mine? Because here's the deal. Setting boundaries in a 5D world is about maintaining our spiritual space. It's saying my energy, this is mine, and it's very freaking important and sacred to me. You got to visualize your energy field. Close your eyes. Picture your energy as a protective bubble around you. You always see artists, visuals of that, always. So you need to imagine that. Nothing's going to penetrate this, unless you give it permission, you allow it to. It's a very powerful practice. A lot of psychologists call it mental shielding. It's been really shown when you do that kind of visualization within yourself, it's been shown to reduce anxiety in stressful situations. And start learning the power of no. Saying no, you need to say it without feeling guilty. Very much so. And when you do that, okay, that's protecting your energy. It is key to staying loved and available. It is. No is not a bad thing. Not at all. So start learning to say no and look at ways to do it with compassion. I mean, it's your energy. People, should be honored to you allowed them in that space. And most aren't. So again, watch out for the vampires, right? And here's a big one for me that I've really learned over the years is that sometimes you got to sever ties, even if it's just energetically. That person that just drains you on the phone, that person that just blows up your text, that situationship you're in that you've been breaking up with for the last 6 months, you need to just cut energetic cords. And you might not be able to avoid that coworker, right? Or that family member. But through meditation, you can cut the energy cord that binds you to their negativity. And there's enough research out there that shows mindfulness practices like this will reduce that emotional reactiveness in us. So when you start doing it and you deal with folks that push back, within this 5D world you're living now, or perception or mindset. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Because when you start setting strong boundaries, people who've been benefiting from your lack of them will push back. So when you start doing this and you start setting really firm spiritual boundaries, protecting your energy, you're going to, I'm telling you, dealt with it, expect resistance. But when you're aligned with your higher self by setting these spiritual boundaries, other people's discomfort is not your problem. How they feel is not your problem. It's got nothing to do with you. And you got to think of yourself as the bouncer standing outside of a club, except the club is your life. And if someone's not on the VIP list, guess what? They ain't getting in, period. So I want you to kind of think about these things, think about boundaries, think about your mindfulness, and kind of tie into where these boundaries are really spiritual. It's protecting your spiritual energy, and everybody has it within them. So I'm going to wrap this up, and I want you to remember that your self-worth, it's inherent to you. It's eternal, and it's spiritual. Maintaining that self-love isn't just about feeling good. It's about keeping your energy high, your vibration high, and aligned with your higher self and those boundaries. Because the boundaries are not walls. The boundaries are not shutting doors. And boundaries are not saying no. They're the gates that protect your sacred space, your energy space. You know, the world will always try to test our boundaries, okay? Make you doubt yourself. Make you doubt your self-worth. Drain your energy. But if you start doing these practices that I went over, especially start going from a 3D mindset to a 5D mindset, right? You're untouchable. When you honor yourself at every level, mind, body, and soul, you're untouchable. And your life will change. So I want to leave you with a challenge, okay? I want you to write down one way you've been neglecting your self-worth, one boundary you need to set, and one spiritual practice you'll commit to every day. Write that down. It's not going to be difficult. Because each journey we go on starts with small, very small, consistent action. And you can do that every day. And over time, you'll notice that your energy shifts. Your mindset starts to change. And life starts working for you and doesn't happen to you. So I hope you got some information from this. That's what I have for this episode. You know, if you resonated with you, share it with some people who may need to hear it. And just remember, you're not a person, you're a soul. You're a spiritual being, spiritual energy, having a human experience. So start owning your worth. Start protecting your energy. Live in alignment with your highest version of yourself with those core values. And I'll tell you, until next time, stay grounded, keep ascending, keep being true to yourself. And we'll catch you guys in the next video.